Cheers tonight and the day too, right? Probably Yossi Moore.
Right, okay, Dimini. So, number one is, you go to the shops, you'll see a lot of things for Pesach, and some of the products, some of the items are not, are kidneys. So, although you might think that everything's fine, some products, not so many, if I look around, I can see about 5-6 things which are not, which are kidneys. Kidneys is basically means it's only for Sfardim, they're made from the rice or beans, those sort of things, which are not something that Ashkenazim eat on Pesach. And therefore, you have to know, if you go, your child goes inside and you give him £1, £2 to buy something, and he comes up with a pack of bamba, shekosh le Pesach, it says kidneys, right? So it's not something that we go for. So quinoa is the also something which is a lot of posim hold is considered kidneys. Sunflower oil, you pick up a bottle of sunflower oil, on one side of the label it says kosh le Pesach, which is from the KLBD. The other side of the label says not kosh le Pesach, which is kadasia. So on one, so it's a steer on one bottle. So it doesn't mean you can drink one side of it, not the other. It means that it's a big shayla in the poskim. And therefore, it's just important to be aware that these things are not, it's not straightforward. Obviously, we have Bedikas Chometz. We have Thursday night, we've got Bedikas Chometz. So you can spend 3 weeks before Pesach checking everywhere, and then it comes to Chol HaMoed outing that you're pushing a buggy, and then you put your hand inside the pocket, and you know, you see there's a cracker there, a pack of, you know, who knows what, a pot noodle or a Nature Valley. So it's important to know that although we've done all the crumbs around the house the 3 weeks before, but just to plug into what the real Takonas Chazal was, to make sure there's no real chometz anywhere, neither, like just to think out of the box, think that, you know, maybe there's in people's in the bags, or in buggies, or in your car, the offices, all these sort of things. That's obviously the main Takonas Chazal, to make sure that's all got rid of. By the way, there's a bomba kasha. How in the world do we get away with make a brocha? How do we check Bedikas Chometz Thursday night with a brocha? If most of us, the minhag is to sell all the chometz which is in the house. We sell the chometz which is in the house. So if you're selling the next morning, you're selling the chometz. So Mishnah Berurah brings some shittas. So then there's no chometz. Any chometz in your house is not really going to belong to you. So in what way should you go ahead and make a brocha on Bedikas Chometz when you will not be owning that chometz? So what's the shaila? Oh, very good. So you're saying it's only sold the next morning. Mishnah Berurah brings machlokes chay odem mechasam sefer. What happens if you sell your house, but now in the leil Bedikas Chometz you're not sold it. You're only selling it Friday morning. Mishnah Berurah meisa brings chasam sefer that you could be making not to check your no chiyu bedika because you plan to sell. So the question is, if you don't sell your whole house, because we don't do that, we don't sell the actual house. I mean, we want to keep hold of our house, right? Some of the houses here are worth a lot of money. You don't want to sell the house, Tom. You want to sell the chometz in the house. Chometz in the house, how much is it? £50, £100, £200. You sell the chometz in the house. Sovach, taruvus chometz. Altogether, it'll be £200, £300, let's say. So you sell the chometz in the house. Oibazoi, why are you going ahead making a brocha? This shaila, Moshe Shlemach picks up on. He says, Yeshlit Maya Tuva, he's got a bomba kasha, how is it that we're doing it? He brings a chazanish and says, the reason why we do Bedikas Chometz, even though you're selling the next morning, is to make sure there's no chometz lying around, which is not in the designated areas. It's an interesting chat. Either way, leave aside, Lemaisa, what we're going to be doing is obviously to do Bedikas Chometz with a brocha. I was just mentioning a side point, interesting in the mechanics, how it works. If you're planning to sell all the chometz, then in what way are you doing Bedika? You're checking the chometz which is going to belong to the goy the next day. What's the story? What are you doing? So why are you making a brocha on something? The ma'aseh, the yishuv is, there's many yishuvim, but it's just an interesting registered ha'ara with a registered pshat. It's just out of interest. Friday morning, obviously Friday morning, so we have, it's not Tanis Becheris, Tanis Becheris the day before, but Friday morning is not much going on Friday, it's a regular day. In fact, all the halachas that usually apply, Erev Pesach don't apply here because it's a normal day, it's a day before Erev. But Friday is very important to prepare everything for the Seder. You should know there's going to be a big problem Shabbos afternoon. It's Shabbos afternoon, people wake up. It's like slichas. I mean, slichas, people wake up even later. Yeah, we're talking about some shuls are davening Shabbos morning. We're talking about 6:30, right? Really early. And what's the idea? So when you come home, you'll be able to have two meals. Why two meals? The second meal, the first day meal, and the second day meal. Although the second day meal is always has to be after chatzos, really it should be after chatzos, but there's a shitta that you could be yotza suda shlishis before chatzos, therefore split it up and have bread beforehand as well. It's a chumra ba'almi. So no, the main time to have suda shlishis, this Shabbos, is after chatzos, like every week. Because me'ekadin, you can only have it after chatzos. There is a shitta that holds that you can fulfill the mitzvah suda shlishis before chatzos, therefore we do it as a chumra. But even those who do the chumra and split up the meal should still have suda shlishis, which really consists of basically just a bit of fish or anything that you can get your hands on, fruit or anything like that. That's also suda shlishis, but that just to know what you were doing, the ikkar suda shlishis after chatzos. Chatzos is 1:10 or something. So that's the main time to have suda shlishis. As a chumrah, people sometimes split up. If you're not going to manage, you're running low on time, you're not going to be able to make a proper break of 20 minutes going outside. So then it's you're running low on time, it's probably good to forego on that chumrah. And just make sure to get the main time, so the shlishis to have something after chatzos. But the main problem we're going to have on Shabbos afternoon is going to be, firstly, what do you do, right? So you got from 10:30, it's all over. You've already done everything. You've finished achila, sofsman achila is 10:12 or something. And then 10:08, 10:12. And then a bit of time afterwards, you get rid of the crumbs. Hopefully you'll minimize, you'll only have 2-3 slices, whatever, if you've got a bit of bread. You crumble it up. This is the year that all the plumbers have been waiting for. The Gans Klal Yisrael are throwing all the what's it called down the toilets. And now Chol HaMoed through the Yom Tov. In fact, there's actually a Rav in Eretz Yisrael that came out and said that no one's allowed to put the chometz down the toilet. Why? Because there's so much Kenayin HaHora in one building. You have to realize in a few buildings you have more people living in a few buildings in Eretz Yisrael. Take Rehov Mem Gimel, Sorotsky, there's more people living on there than the whole of Manchester. I hate to break it to you. I know we're thinking we're thriving Kehila, but you take the bus down there, number 3, from the top of Mem Gimel down to the end of Sorotsky, and you've got more people there than here. And I think. And right, if you've got one building, and imagine Kenayin HaHora, all the amount of bread that gets put down the toilets there. So the Rav came out saying, is it Issa of Hezek Shechenim? To put the leftover crumbs, the leftover challah down the toilet. And therefore he's got a whole different plan. It's a rov of one of the towns there. And he said the plan is he's going to sell the bins. He had a whole different plan. I'm just trying to say that it is a musuk that over here we all have our own drains, so it's a bit easier so we can get away with it. But this is the time, so you've got rid of all the chomets, and by 10:30 you've done, well, there's nothing to do all the way around the clock basically. But here is the pitfall. It's very easy to slip up and start preparing something for the Seder. Obviously, you can't prepare Shabbos afternoon for the Seder. It's very tricky, and you'll very be tempted to do all this and that. The Maaseh, you can't do any Hachonos. Hachonos, you have to wait for Leila Seder. Some people are going to eat the Seder night somewhere else. The first day to the second day, they're going to have problems taking the kittel with, taking all sorts of things with. It might be an issue if it's Nikah that's done for the next day. That's a bit of a problem to take something which is a bit of a grey area. Maybe when I get there, you'll be able to read it or something. Haggadah, which is not muchach, is for tonight always. So then you can get away with it. It's got perushim, but if it's a kittel, something like that, which is quite clear, it's for that night. Anyone wears a kittel Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos afternoon, it's not so clear. So therefore, that could be hachana can kick in. Very important to be aware of hachana. That's also a major thing. Obviously, we can't start Kiddush Motzah Shabbos before Nacht, 5:58 or something. We can't 8:58. We can't start before that. But Shas Hatzchak, this is quite late actually. There is all Torahs about how to start Kiddush beforehand. Even those which are makers, very schwer to start beforehand. We need all, even the Arab Kosas, to start after Nacht. There's various funny, creative ways to start Kiddush before, but that Kiddush can't be used as one of the Arab Kosas. Start Magid, get through to the sort of to the end of Magid, and then make another kois. There's the creative ways of doing it if you want to create another half an hour, but hopefully not too negev. People hopefully should be able to wait. Then you've got the shaila. Just by the way, if you plan to have your chometz, by the way, Shabbos day, you're going to have chometz, you're going to have your bread. So some people don't mind having it. there and then in the kitchen. They're going to plan to have the meal. They're continuing the meal even where they are. They're not going to move places. So very good. There's no shayla birchas hamazon. They're going to start there and they're going to finish there. They're going to bench there. Some people are tempted to go to the garden and they're going to eat their kazayas in the garden. They're very nervous about all the crumbs and everything. And then they'll come in afterwards. But then where they're going to bench? Because benching has to be in a place where you had bread. Now, if you finished all the bread outside and you come inside, then you can't make birchas hamazon inside. You've got to make birchas hamazon outside. Now, a lot of people can see the outside, or there is an eitzah to have a little bit of the leftovers in your mouth of bread and do the final swallow inside, and then you can get away with benching inside. There's all these things are creative because they're not the regular, so then it's an interesting thing.
Eat inside and overturn something, then chuck it away, or eat it outside, crumbs outside, and leave it outside.
Yeah, it is a mile of having it inside, then you can just crumble it all up.
Really, yeah,
the truth is, everyone has their own retainers of how they want to do it because they know their house better. No, either way, there is a mile of making sure there's no crumbs in the grass either. There's also it's a Heindiger rate, you'll see, it's not so posh with this Orivim, it's not so clear how you learn that Indian properly. So everyone's going to do it the cleanest way possible. There's not going to be any real shilas. Purim or Batla, that's not going to be the Shaila. Really, it's interesting because really, as long as you get rid of the main chametz, sometimes you left a bit of crumbs on the plastic tablecloth. It's interesting, those crumbs, firstly, you can get rid of those crumbs in the sink, or you can even, if those crumbs don't add up to a lot, they don't add up to a kazayas, mamash a few crumbs left, really you can close up the plastic and put it in a bin like that, because those Purim, Chayobli bottle, those on that, it's taka not so clear that there should be a problem with that. Listen, everyone's going to do their best they can. There's no clear dover bora on this one. Shulchan Aruch, it's even Mekel and the Gansen. Okay, well, let's move on to...
You can see outside. Can that be through a window?
Yeah, that can be... That's okay. That you already made that kesha. That's also okay to bench inside. Then it comes to another thing to take into account. You come home and you have kiddush. You've got yak in the house to deal with. Because really, there's havdalah. There's yak in the house. There's yayin. There's kiddush. And you got Neir, Havdalah, and Zman. So, obviously, we mentioned in the past about your Havdalah usually has to be with two wicks. So, over here, when your wife lights the Neir Shabbat, Neir Yom Tov, so they wait till Nacht. And when it comes to Nacht, they have to now say, Baruch Hamavda Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. By the way, whatever you do after Shabbos, now it's the time that you can do certain things. Right, if you want to cook something after Nacht, you have to first say Baruch Hamavda Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, because on Shabbos you weren't able to do it. Now you're doing something, you haven't had Davar Mariv, for those people which want to smoke, I'm not saying it's for smoke, but for those people which want to smoke before Baruch, they would have to say Baruch Hamavda Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, because you can't do Malocha, which is getting a flame from somewhere else. It's something you can't do on Shabbos. Now, if it's Yom Tov that you can do, you'd have to say Baruch Hamad Kodesh LeKodesh, Ul Davar Mariv, and say Vatodienu, which we do. But if you didn't say Baruch Hamad Kodesh LeKodesh, and you forgot Vatodienu, you still got to say Baruch Hamad Kodesh LeKodesh. There's got to be a way that you're mavdil between Shabbos and Yom Tov to allow you to do Malacha. So she's made Baruch Hamad Kodesh LeKodesh, she lit the candles, but the candles are only one wick. To put them together, some achoshesh, that maybe there'll be droplets that come out, and you know the droplets that form at the top of the candles. So people are nervous about it. By the way, we mentioned that when you see that you have to see the candles, the interesting aloha by Neir Havdalah, when you make Barim Me'orei Ha'esh, you have to see the flame without any hefsek of glass in between. Your glasses is fine, but the glasses sometimes when you light candles for Yom Tov, some people light Niranim, or they light wick candle, the candles that float candles. And sometimes it's on the ledge, on the side. And you look on the side, the wife lit the candles, but you're seeing the flame via the glass which is holding the flame. That you can't do. Shachanov says in the end of Reish Tadiches, that we're choshesh for, that it's called a hefsek. That's an interesting halacha to take. So you have to either tiptoe or you have to bring it down to make sure you've seen the flame. Obviously, without your glasses, it's fine. There are machmirim to go like this, by the way. You shouldn't have seen many times. There are machmirim to go like this because they're choshesh for the glasses. That already, from Nissan Karel, it says it's bottled to the eyes. But regarding the actual glass which is holding the flame, that you have to make sure you've seen the flame. And then you have the chumrah to create two flames. They will take a matchstick and put it into one of the candles and make a bracha like that and then raise it up upright. again, you follow your minhag. A lot of people just make a bracha as it is, just on the flame. But Rabbi Falk was very into this nekuda. It's negeya twice this time, actually. He used to take one of the candles, which was lit l'chvei Yom Tov, take a matchstick, put it inside, so you go, psh, yeah, make the bracha, and you look at the nails, whatever, and then take it out and hold it upright, and then it goes out after a few seconds. That he held was the best way. You get the mitzvah of avuka, you get all the other nyonim.
What he did was,
he liked the idea of just bringing one of the Yom Tov candles, then, it's just single light, then taking a matchstick, putting it inside the flame, so obviously it goes boom. You also have to put, by the way, interesting halacha nechaz Yom Tov, that when you want to take a flame, you have to take a flame from a flame, not from the heat of the flame. So when you take a matchstick, and you put it not into the flame, but you put it nearby, and it sparks up because of the heat, not because of the flame. Bekitza, there's a chumrah to take a matchstick and put it into the actual flame. That's interesting, or you'll find. The idea is, you don't, because by putting it, if you take a matchstick and put it near a source of fire, just in a hot area, it's not considered as if taking a flame from a flame. You're not allowed to create a flame. You can't, just like you can't strike a match. Why can't you strike a match in Yom Tov? Because you made a new one. So we look at it as if you just put it near a source of heat, but not in the fire itself. We look at it, some posts come behind it, because they mention that it's looked at, I think Rishulim Zalman also mentions this, that it should be, you just put it straight into the fire, don't put your hand in the fire, just put the edge, the end of the matchstick straight into the flame, not nearby, because if it catches on just from the heat, and then it's considered perhaps as if you made that fire. That's a Chumra Ba'alma, which is mentioned in the post game. So
Rabbi Falk,
sorry?
A double wick candle
with the yakna has candles that you find in the shops.
Yeah,
that could help. Although we questioned they're quite close together. So yeah, that could do the trick. Or you could just take a matchstick and put it inside, and then afterwards you just raise it and it'll go out by itself. Then you've got the shayla. By the way, I always like this kois. Why do I like this kois? Especially when it comes to Leila Seda, you've got four koises to get through, and you've got four koises to get through in the next night, and the daytime, don't forget as well, we're going to get to that in a second. But why do I like this kois? Firstly, it's a mitzvah derabbanon. The Mishnah Berurah was the one who told us that for Leil Shabbos, Kiddush is ikro deraisa, therefore you should get the big share, get for the 150, which is far too, this is 100cc, you need 150cc, go for the big koises. But when it comes to mitzvah derabbanon, Mishnah Berurah bechlau didn't, there's no even lechatchila for that. Mishnah Berurah didn't see it as lechatchila. And therefore, you're down to a small size. This is 100. You only need 86cc, so you've got another 14 spare in case of spillages or you don't finish the whole thing properly. So this 100 is very good. Because the Maisa, there's halacha mafareshes. That Arab koises, you should finish the whole kois. Frame is prescribed. Lots of toes on this, why it's different to normal kiddush. There's a din in kois, you should finish the whole kois. It's b'dieved to have roiv. People don't realize, if you have a nice big kois, lechatchila, you should have the whole kois. And the koises, they come nowadays, we're talking about 180 is a minimum. Yeah, they go up and down, they go with the up and inflation. I don't know who's doing all this, maybe it's the people who own the grape juice things, they're trying to get more grape juice in the koises. They're massive. Lechatchila, leila seda, you should finish the whole kois. That's lechatchila. Shulchan Aruch says, b'di'eved, roiv koises b'seda. So why go for the b'di'eved? You may as well just have the whole kois. If you can do it, adrava, it's a good time to have all your koises. But if you struggle with it, then this is mamish ideal, because you have the whole kois. Number two is, there's a maila of adding wine. There's a maila, leila seda, some hold that you need to have yain hamasameach. There's a rise in Gemara. The Gemara says, Arba koises, you could be yotza simchas yom tov. So someone to be madaik, it's mashma that from your Arba koises, there's an assumption in the Gemara, the Arba koises, there's wine inside. Otherwise, how can you be mekayim the mitzvah of simchas yom tov? There's a common rise, dechuyim, you can imagine, it's a whole Torah. The end of the day is that there is a mila to have wine. If you can't have the whole wine, which is very hard, then you can just add a little bit. Rav Eliashiv liked the idea of having a quarter wine. And the idea of a quarter wine is because Medina de Gemara, you can have tlas and chad. Chad at tlas. You can have 3 units of water and 1 unit of wine. The Ramon says nowadays our wines are too weak, but Rav Eliashiv's chumro, Rav Eliashiv's knetch was very kishmak a knetch he had. He said, "Well, that's very nice that nowadays the wines are not strong, only against water. But against grape juice, which be'etzim, be'ikaron, is be'etzim, could potentially wine, then you go back to Medina de Gemara that 1 on 3 is okay." It's a very fascinating chiddush he had. Therefore, nowadays wine with 3 units of grape juice is still okay. Therefore, there is a maila. you don't have to have a small one, but there's one of the manners of having a small one is easy to do. You have to... three quarters of grape juice, a quarter wine, and you've got everything. You've got kola kois, very easy to drink this, it's not so hard to have the whole kois. It's not so hard to have a quarter wine. Then you've got mamash, listen, we can go on and on. Okay, we should go for at least a scholar, you should be there for the kosher pizza.